Esav Znus. The Gozer Rabbon and Ketana Mishum Gedrelo. The case is Tama, the Ketana had Znus with somebody. And after that she wants to get married. So we tell this lady, you have to wait 3 months before you get married. Because we want to know who the husband is. A Ketana can't become pregnant. It's Exeira Mishum Gedrelo. Yeah. For the Gemara, Umi Gazrina Ketana Mishum Gedrelo, is that true? That we make Exeira Ketana can't get married. Otto Gedrelo. For your Tanan with earth like this. In our Mishnah it says, in a case where the two men mixed up the two wives. So it says, if the ketanis, if the two wives are ketanis, even though the first night they live with the wrong husband, the next night they go back to the original husbands. Even though they live with somebody else. So you see, you don't make a gzeira. You see, ketanis are allowed to get married, go back to the husband right away. So where it says, Amarav Gidl, Amarav, Hayroa Shor Hoysa. That was a special case. Haror Shoyes means they gave a special aloha over there. For the Gemara Michlal Davoy, Haror Shoyes means a special case comes up, so you give a special heta like it. Mashmo, the case really happened. For the Gemara didn't happen. The Mishnah just says, like, what's going to be in this case? But not that it means the case really happened. So Gemara says, Eloh Haror Shoyes heavy, hoisa. It's only, it was like Haror Shoyes, it was a special heta over there. For the Chilav Lo Shriach, and the Pshat is why, because that's not a Shriach Gazach. The model never happens that two people get married and the first night the wives get mixed up, they get the wrong wives. Peshoigig. That's not a thing that shchiyat happened. Therefore, since it doesn't happen too often, they're born to make gzera. So the case in the Mishnah was there were ketanis, young ones. Young ones for sure did not become pregnant. Therefore, our fathers are allowed to go back to the husband. They're not us, they're not a soita, because they did it peshoigig. But to make gzera, to gdeli, you don't make gzera here, because this is a thing that's loishchiyach.
Yourselves less terrors, so since chiluf is loy shchiach, therefore the rabbanon did not make a gzera. Even though usually by ketana is they make a gzera, ketana what a gedela, but over here by hichluf, the chiluf to change around wives, that doesn't happen too often, the rabbanon did not make a gzera. Lishnachrin, another way to the girls is like this. Lishnachrin, amri lo, they said like this. Omar Shmuel. Shmuel says, Kulon tzviches lahamtin shloisha chadoshim. All the wives, whenever we have a suffix, if they're pregnant or not, and so before they get married to a second husband, or to live with the husband, they have to wait 3 months. Chutz, excluding, migiyaris or meshachraris gedoyla. Hey, it's even a big one. A giyaris, even a shiksa, or a meshachraris, or a shivcha, even though they're gedoyla, the big ones, they don't have to wait 3 months. They're allowed to get married right away. Avoktano bas Yisrael and etzricha lamtin gimel chadashim. Renechnami, a ketana though bas Yisrael does not have to wait. In other words, we don't make gzera ketana what a gedola. And by giyoros and meshachreres, the chiddush is even though they're gedola, they're big ladies, still we're not afraid that they're pregnant. The question is why not? We'll soon see. So Mara says, b'mai, what are we talking about? By a ketana that does not have to have miyan, does not have to wait. Ibe miyan, if the case is where a ketana said goodbye to her husband, ha'amura ha'amra Shmuel chadazimna. Shmuel said it already one time. Ibe get, if it's a case where a ketana received the get, ha'akama Shmuel the boy, I Shmuel said, then you do have to have wait 3 months. There is a gzeira ketana or to a gedola. The yama Shmuel, Shmuel said, Miyana boy, if the ketana says goodbye to her husband, ain't it tzricha lamtin shlosh chadashim? Then she does not have to wait 3 months to get married again. Mashenke nosan lo get. Let's say the husband gave her his wife the ketana get. Then tzricha lamtin shlosh chadashim. She doesn't have to wait 3 chadashim. See, if so, where's the case here that we're saying a ketana does not have to wait? The Teretz says biznus. In a case where there's no husband involved. That's why the Rabbanan did not make a gzera. If a ketana had znus, it doesn't happen too often. Therefore, in a case where a ketana had znus, the Rabbanan did not make a gzera, she does not have to wait 3 months before she gets married. Because really, we know for sure she's not pregnant. Just that there should be a gzera to a gedola on something that's lo shchiach, doesn't happen too often, the Rabbanan does not make the gzeras. Now, Kiyores umushachreres the shchichi baznus ligzer the chorot akasha by the zay by kiyores and umushachreres if there was she was a shiksa she was a shivcha so a shchich for them to have znus how can the bonus not make gzera Like, how come they don't have to wait 3 months? And Rashi says, Ki yeres umashach rawas gedeilo, teshkiach boz nus ligzor, she yamtinu kudei lahavchen bein zera shen izra shkroi begdusha, le zera shen izra begdusha. That should be the biggest thing to wait. If you have a shiksa, and now she became a Jew, of course you should have to wait 3 months to get married. We have to make sure she's not pregnant to know if the kid's a Jew or the kid's a guy. Like if the kid was, if she's Nizra before when she was a shiksa, it's a different kid than if the kid is Nizra first after she becomes a Jew. So for sure she should have to wait 3 months. How come you're telling me now even a Gedela does not have to wait 3 months? So my answer is, Hudiyamak Rabbi Yossi. It goes like Rabbi Yossi Shita. The Tanya was learned like this. Hagi Yoyres, a shiksa became a ger, Fiyashruya, or else a lady that was captured, the Goyim captured her. Fiyashivcha, or else a shivcha. She Niftu goes on a shvuya. They were paid her. They saved her from the Goyim. They freed her. They brought her. Vishinizgairu, or else she was a Goyim, now she became a Jew. Vishinishtachru, or else she became freed. She was a shivcha, and her owner let her go free. In all these cases, Tzricha is la'amten gimel chadoshim. Tiva Rabbi Yehuda. And that's very good. That's the svara. But even after they become a Jew, they become free, they become poido, you have to wait 3 months to make sure they weren't pregnant. Because if they're pregnant, there's a different halacha. The father wasn't a Jew, the mother wasn't a Jew, there's all different halachas. So rather in these cases, you have to wait 3 months to make sure she's not pregnant before she gets married. Rabbi Yossi Mati Lieres Vlinasa Miyad. Rabbi Yossi says no, she's allowed to get married, have Erisin and have Nisuyin right away. Now, Omar Rabba, my time of the Rabbi Yossi, what's the reason of Rabbi Yossi? Why not? Why doesn't she have to wait 3 months? There's a chash, maybe she's pregnant, maybe she has this before. So Gemara says like this, Kisova once more is Isha Mizana Mishameshes B'moich. Kadesh Lo Tisaber, Monashoch. If you're afraid she has znus when she was a shiksa, the mala zoina, make sure she doesn't become pregnant. Like she'll put cotton there, not to let herself become pregnant. So for sure, if there was any shash of znus, she wouldn't be pregnant. So you don't have to be worried, maybe she's pregnant. Omalei Abayis, Abayis said back, Bishlei Megiyoris, Bishlei, I can understand the Giyoris, a lady that wants to become a Jew. I can understand Kiva the title of Giyorei, like you don't become a ger overnight. You have to think about it before. So Mastama, she had time to think about it before. So for sure, like the last 3 months, she was watching herself not to have znus. His kiv went to die to ligurei mintu ranavshe. Kadei lahavchen bein zeresh in Yisrael begdusha or bein zeresh in Yisrael shloi begdusha. For sure, she did not have any znus these last 3 months because she knows she's going to become a Jew soon and she wants to make sure that the children now will be Jewish. So for sure, she's not going to have any znus the last 3 months? So therefore it's very good that a Giyoris, you don't have to be afraid she was pregnant. For sure these last 3 months she didn't live with anybody. She wants to make sure she has das to become a Jew. That for sure she wants the children now to be Jewish. She won't live with anybody. If she was captured, or a shivcha, that she was a maid, nami, the shmiya mimarayu, or marantara nafshayu. That they heard what? That the master plans to free them. So maybe they watch themselves, who's in the shriyas also. They hear they're going to be freed. So maybe they start to watch themselves, they won't have any znus. That's good. Eloyoyt says, b'shein v'ayin, echim ishkachas lo. But in Halacha by Nebuch Kenani or Shivcha Kenanis, if the master punches out a rye or knocks out a tooth, she goes out free. So in such a case, it could happen suddenly that they did not know they want to free her, and all of a sudden she goes out free. So in such a case, we have to be afraid. Maybe she's pregnant. V'chitayman, maybe you tell me, enichnami, called the memela, my dear Rabbi Yossi, in any case like this, where she goes out free memela, where she got a tooth or eye knocked out, when she goes out free. In such a case, we have a chash. Maybe she has nus before. And therefore, we do have to wait 3 months. For your tanaim, we learned like this, or vatanya, we learned. Anuso mafuta. Tzricha la'amtim gimel chadoshim. Divi Rabbi Yehuda. And the Chachamim view the Shita is, even by Eshes Yisrael, Bas Yisrael, that the man is Ma'anas Anisha, or talks her into having Znus with her, before she gets married now, she has to wait 3 months, to make sure she's not pregnant. Rabbi Yossi Mate L'Yeres L'Nosem Miyad. Because Rabbi Yossi yells no. Anything that happens, Mamela, suddenly, Rabbi Yossi is not chashish for it. He says she's not going to get married right away. You don't have to be afraid. Yeah. So, who is the kasha taka? Why not? What's taka for Rabbi Yossi? Why shouldn't she have to wait 3 months? So, when a teretz is like this, Elo Amar Abaya, Isha Mizana Misapechesh Tretisaber. That Rabbi Yossi's story is an Isha that has nus. Here, even though she's an oinus on the foot, they know what to do with themselves. They know how to turn upside down to make sure the zera doesn't get inside them the right way. They shouldn't become pregnant. So therefore, there's no shot that they're pregnant. Rashi says, Misapeches, the af yoitzah b'shein v'ayinami, leka hashtum l'mifruch, techivon tehipuch, kalu lo v'yein lo terech misapechesi, techolisha mizdana eni reitz l'saber. Like even in the case where she went out free overnight, where her tooth was knocked out yesterday, but still, even though 2 days ago she didn't think about becoming free, but the same svara, even though she had znus when she was a shivcha, but that's the metzias of a zayna, that they don't want to become pregnant, and they turn upside down to make sure the zera doesn't go in the right spot. So you don't have to answer what we said before, they have to have a moich, even without a moich, they must have pechas, and that they do for sure. In other words, if you want to use a moich, that's before a cotton there, to put a piece of cotton there, that's a big tircha. That's only if they know about it. If they don't know about it, they wouldn't do it. But if you're telling me now a new teret, stam dam es hapech, to turn upside down, not to become pregnant, that's easy to do, that every zayna does. So therefore, by znus, you don't have to be afraid, maybe she became pregnant. V'idach, what does the other man, the hold? Like, if that's a good svara, what's your view, the svara? Chashino, we're afraid. Shema loynes hapcha yofa yofa. True, that's a good svara. Zayna doesn't want to become pregnant, that she'll turn upside down. But maybe she didn't do a good job. She has to be afraid still, since the zera went into her body. Maybe she became pregnant. So therefore, if Yehuda holds, she does have to wait 3 months. And the Yosi says, in these cases, you don't have to wait 3 months. Then our Mishnah says, v'imhoyu kahanis. Again, in the case where the two men got married and they switched wives by mistake. So now, if the kahanis, it says the Mishnah what, they're also t'truma. V'imhoyu kahanis nislu min ha'truma. They're also t'truma. So when it says kahanis in, if the ladies are kahanis, Yisraelis loy, mashmi of the Yisraelis, then they don't become posel t'truma. The question is, why not? Rashi is, Yisraelis loy b'tmiya, hoyu v'yeshes koyini, like the Chur, right? In the tzad that she's the Israelis, but if she's married to a Kohen, the law is a Kohen is not allowed to live with a lady if she has nus with somebody else, even b'yainus, even b'sheigeg. So if so, even if she's the Israelis, but if she's married to a Kohen, she's also to him. So Gemara says like this, Eima, Im hoyu nesuya kanam, it means if they're married to Kohanim, then they're also. So tomorrow, Neshuya Kanemin, Neshuya Yisraelim Loi, if they're married to Yisrael, no. I've Omer of Amrim, Homilso Omalon Rav Sheshes. This word, Rav Sheshes told us, the Yanarino Lienayin, and he lit up our eyes, Mimastisa from a Mishnah. The what? Eshes Yisrael, a wife of a regular Yisrael. She then saw that she had Znus with somebody, Bioinus, somebody forced her. Afa pisha materas labailo, even though she's allowed to live with her husband right now, you should know, psula lakuna. She's tussled off her kain. So you see, chaps not gemini, even Eshes Yisrael, that she's psulim na kahanim. So Mora says, I'm a rov ochi kom. This is what our Mishnah means to say. Im hoyu kahanois nesuyas li Yisrael. If these wives here are kahanois, they themselves are kahanis, but they're married to a Yisrael, is nislu min ha-truma tebein yishayu. You should know that possible for meeting truma now from their father's house. That even though they get a get, and it's like this. Kol zaman the bas kahanis is married to Yisrael, she can't eat truma. But when she gets a get, she goes back to her father's house. Here, since she was nivula with somebody else, even behind this, you should know she's possible for meeting truma lirlam. She can never go back to eat truma. Like Rashi says, that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. That emhoyu kahanis, the nois kahanim, these were the daughters of kahanim.
V'yafilu nisuyis liyisrael, even if they're married to a regular Yisrael, to le'mahani yais nus losu nabalayim, that this nus does not ask them to the husband, because the law is by a eshes of a Yisrael. If the man is a Yisrael, then if his wife was ba'inis with somebody else, or b'shoigeg, they're mutter. So here the mutter, still the lachar is nifsalu, mitruman venesaya, shim yomas baila, if the husband dies, and they have no children, that usually the baskanis goes back to her father's house, tichruma, over here, you know she remains posel yelam. Since lamaisa she had snus with another man when she was married to her husband, even though it was done b'yoynis or b'shoigay, negayat tichruma, she's nusla, she becomes posel. Hadrin lecha abu achin.